This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, January 12th, 2024. I'm Mark Belanger. In the report this week, a special program about the rise of fascism and why it is more dangerous than authoritarianism. The Labour Start report about union events and singing.
People all around the world are getting organized. You're bound to lose. You fascists bound to lose.
This is Radio Labour.
First, they came for the socialist, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me.
Dass ich anständig meine Zeit verwendet habe im Dienste meines Volkes, gib du jetzt deine Stimme ab. Wenn ja, dann tritt für mich ein, so wie ich für dich eingetreten bin.
Stare finalmente un lungo periodo di pace con la giustizia all'Italia, all'Europa, al mondo.
En el día de hoy, cautivo y desarmado el ejército rojo, han alcanzado las tropas nacionales.
I'm going to be a dictator for one day. After that, I'm not going to be a dictator. After that, I'm not going to be a dictator.
Hitler, Mussolini, Franco, and...
In 2016, I declared, I am your voice. Today, I add, I am your warrior. I am your justice. And for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution. I am your retribution. Not going to let this happen.
In the 2020 U.S. federal election, 75 million Americans voted for Donald Trump. He is now tied with Joe Biden in the polls as the country heads to elections to be held in November of this year. Fascism in the United States is on the rise, and it is clear on what it will do. It will go after the socialists, the trade unionists, and the Jews, because that is what it does. But it will also attack members of the LGBTQ community, the disabled, women, immigrants, people of color, and many others. It is a clear and present danger. And it is coming to the USA legally, just as the Nazis did. That is why it is so important, especially for trade unionists, to understand what is happening so it can fight back against the fascist attacks on democracy. One of the distinctions that has to be made is the difference between fascism and authoritarianism. Fascism is much more dangerous. To explain why, Robert Reich, a leader of the progressive forces aligned against the fascists in the U.S., has produced a video about authoritarianism. Mr. Reich is a professor at the University of California, Berkeley. He was U.S. Secretary of Labor in the Clinton administration.
Is Donald Trump really a fascist, as some would say? Or is the word authoritarian sufficient? The term fascism is often used loosely, but you can generally identify fascists by their hate of the other, vengeful nationalism, and repression of dissent. To fight these ideas, we need to be aware of what they are and how they fit together. Let's examine the five elements that define fascism and what makes it distinct from and more dangerous than authoritarianism. First, the rejection of democracy in favor of a strong man. Authoritarians believe strong leaders are needed to maintain stability, so they empower strong men, dictators, or absolute monarchs to maintain social order through the use of force. But fascists view strong leaders as the means of discovering what society needs. They regard the leader as the embodiment of society, the voice of the people.
I am your voice. I alone can fix it.
Second, stoking rage against cultural elites. Authoritarian movements cannot succeed without at least some buy-in from establishment elites. While fascist movements often seek to co-opt the establishment, they largely depend on fueling resentment and anger against presumed cultural elites for supposedly displacing regular people. Fascists rile up their followers to seek revenge on the elites.
The out-of-touch media elites, the political elites, but the elites from the elites who led us from one financial and foreign policy disaster to another.
They create mass political parties and demand participation. They encourage violence.
You know what they used to do to guys like that when they were in a place like this? They'd be carried out on a stretcher, folks.
Third, nationalism based on superior race and historic bloodlines. Authoritarians see nationalism as a means of asserting the power of the state. To fascists, the state is a means of asserting superiority. Fascists worry about disloyalty and replacement by groups that don't share the same race or bloodlines. Fourth, extolling brute strength and heroic warriors. The goal of authoritarianism is to gain and maintain state power at any cost. For authoritarians, strength comes in the form of large standing armies that can enforce their rule. They seek power to wield power. Fascists seek state power to achieve their ostensible goal, achieving their vision of society. Fascism accomplishes this by rewarding those who win economically and physically, and denigrating or even exterminating those who lose. War and violence are means of strengthening society by culling the weak and glorifying heroic warriors. Authoritarianism imposes hierarchies. It's about order. Fascism's idea of order is organized around a particular hierarchy of male dominance. The fascist heroic warrior is male. Women are relegated to subservient roles. Fascism seeks to eliminate homosexuals, non-binary, transgender, and queer people because they are thought to challenge or weaken the heroic male warrior. These five elements of fascism fit together and reinforce each other. Rejection of democracy in favor of a strong man depends on galvanizing popular rage. Popular rage draws on a nationalism based on a supposed superior race or ethnicity. That superior race or ethnicity is justified by a social Darwinist idea of strength and violence, as exemplified by heroic warriors. Strength, violence, and the heroic warrior are centered on male power. These five elements find exact expression in Donald Trump.
Here with his report about union events around the world is Labor Star correspondent Derek Blackadder.
This week, our top story section included links to warnings from the International Labor Organization regarding increased global unemployment and inequality, attempts to mobilize forestry unions around the world in solidarity with their counterparts in Myanmar, and the enactment of new labor laws in the Maldives. Other top stories this week include a hunger strike by Indian rail workers, the emerging details of the plans that the new far-right president of Argentina has for unions and workplace protections, national budget input details from unions in Guyana, and the efforts made by Taiwanese unions over the past month to put labor rights on the agendas of the candidates running in national elections there. On our Working Women news page, you'll find stories about the efforts being made to ensure that Palestinian news media workplaces are gender equal, a record-breaking image rights deal for the Zambian women's football team, and why Australian childcare workers are leaving their profession in droves. And from India, we had coverage of a state government that has invoked the Essential Services Maintenance Act to ban strikes by women rural development workers for 6 months. Stories appearing on our health and safety page in Newswire this week include the rollout of the China Labor Bulletin's online work accident map, an investigative journalist's expose of the bladder cancer cluster centered on a Goodyear rubber plant in the United States of America, the fallout from an attack on a nurse in a Kenyan hospital, and protests by Indian delivery app workers against physical abuse by management. Our current photo of the week comes to us from Palestine, where the Palestinian Journalists Syndicate and the International Federation of Journalists held a press conference to provide the numbers behind their conclusion that 2023 was the most dangerous year ever for media workers in Gaza and the West Bank. Labor Start hosts online solidarity actions at the request of unions around the world. This week, we'd like to highlight urgent appeals for online solidarity with trade union activists in Panama, Myanmar, Canada, Serbia, and in Georgia. If you can spare just a few seconds, you can do your part in these struggles by sending a solidarity message. Look for details of this and other campaigns on our site. This is Derek Blackadder from Labor Start, reporting for Radio Labor.
Fascists bound to lose. All you fascists bound to lose.
Bound to lose.
All you fascists bound to lose.
Bound to lose.
All you fascists bound to lose. You're bound to lose.
You fascists bound to lose.
Race hatred cannot stop us. This one thing we know. Until we throw you in the place where you belong. With your friends in tow, you're bound to lose. You fascists bound to lose. All you fascists bound to lose.
And that's it, labor news and music you can use. The Martin Niemöller poem was presented by Ishta, a 13-year-old student in Singapore. Research for this program was conducted by the head of communications for Public Services International, Marcelo Neto. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it is all about global solidarity.